From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Noah Taborda. A special prosecutor will not refile a felony invasion of privacy charge against former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. Jackson County Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker announced her decision today. Baker says that she and a team of assistant prosecutors found no corroborating evidence that would support refiling the charge, despite exhaustive search efforts. A St. Louis grand jury indicted Greitens in February, accusing him of taking a non-consensual and compromising photo of a woman he had an extramarital affair with in 2015. Prosecutors dropped the charges last month, following a ruling stating attorney Kim Gardner had to answer to questions under oath from Greitens' attorneys. Greitens resigned last week as the legislature was meeting in a special session to consider the possibility of impeachment. Meanwhile, Missouri Governor Mike Parson has named a county prosecutor as general counsel to the governor's office. Cape Girardeau County Prosecuting Attorney Christopher Limbaugh will fill the position, Parson announced today. Limbaugh comes from a well-known legal family in Missouri. He is the son of former Missouri Supreme Court Judge Stephen N. Limbaugh, Jr., and grandson of retired U.S. District Judge Stephen N. Limbaugh. His cousin is conservative commentator Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh was appointed as prosecutor of Cape Girardeau by former Governor Jay Nixon in 2012. Speaking to reporters this morning in Kansas City, U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill denounced the Trump administration's latest attempt to kill the Affordable Care Act. The Justice Department said Thursday it would not defend against a legal challenge by 20 states, including Missouri and Kansas, to parts of the health care law that prevent insurers from denying coverage or charging higher rates to people with pre-existing conditions.
One of the most important reforms in ACA was telling insurance companies, you can't deny people the opportunity to buy insurance because they've had the nerve to be sick before. The notion that they're trying to undermine the protection for people with pre-existing conditions, I think that's outrageous.
Nearly a third of non-elderly adults in Missouri and Kansas have pre-existing conditions. A ruling on the issue is likely months away and could be appealed. Data gathered from the Community Food Assessment revealed problems in Columbia residents' access to food. The largest issues were grocery store distribution, availability of healthy and affordable food options, and transportation to food sources. The Columbia Missourian reports that the assessment consisted of a community health survey, focus groups, and food inventory, which were focused on three neighborhoods in Central, East, and North Columbia. This data collection is part of a campaign for construction of an agriculture park in Columbia. Construction of the park is estimated to be finished by November. I'm Noah Taborda, KBIA News, Columbia.